This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Fraternal Order of Police. They've been hacked, and ostensibly terabytes of data have been taken from them by the hacker, or copied by the hacker, and 2.5 gigs of it has already been released. I will tell you more about what's happening there here in moments. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you on the live Sunday show, you've got Ian
and Mark,
and we're going to go right back to your calls and thoughts. Tim is still with us listening in Wyoming. Tim, you wanted to talk to Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. He unfortunately is not on the line with us at the moment, but was there a question or statement or something that you wanted to share? He may still be listening, and we may be able to field whatever the question is.
Well, actually, yeah, the question that I had was what exactly is a Bitcoin miner, and how can a person purchase Bitcoins? I mean, you have to purchase an actual single Bitcoin at a time, unless I'm mistaken, right?
You are mistaken. Bitcoin can be divided down by 8 decimal points. So if you want to purchase 0.0001 Bitcoin, you can do that. Although it probably would cost less than a cent, so it'd be hard. But you can, with like a Bitcoin vending machine, for instance, you can stick a dollar into a Bitcoin vending machine and get a dollar's worth of Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. You can purchase Bitcoin through online services like Coinbase.com. So you do not have to buy a full Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin if you want to. And what was the first part of the question? I didn't write that down.
The first part of the question was, what exactly is a Bitcoin miner? I looked at Bitcoin.com, and I couldn't really get the answer from that site. But I'm guessing it was there, but I didn't find it. But
without getting too technical, the Bitcoin miner, because I probably couldn't, but the Bitcoin miner is a person who's running a piece of hardware that basically is just running numbers, essentially, very complex equations like cryptographic. Very, very complicated math, essentially. And what they're doing with that is they're verifying the transactions that are happening over the network, and they're also that's helping to somehow mine new Bitcoins into existence. There's a finite number of Bitcoins that will be able to be mined, which I believe is 21 million, and I think they're about halfway through that number at this point. The miners are sort of the guts of the operation. Without the Bitcoin miners doing their mining, then nothing gets done. The transactions don't happen. They don't get verified. So it's important for the miners to be there. The miners are rewarded in two ways for their work, because it costs money to be a Bitcoin miner. You've got to pay the power bill, for instance, and
got to buy the equipment.
And you got to buy the equipment. And the equipment is just computers just constantly cranking through these numbers. And so the Bitcoin miners are rewarded by these new Bitcoins that are mined into existence. The miners collect those. And ultimately, and then there's also these fees, the transaction fees on Bitcoin. Every Bitcoin transaction should have a fee associated with it, which is a very, very small fee, as Roger was pointing out. You're talking about like maybe 2 cents to send any size transaction. I mean, I'm being very general here, but that's just about what you probably will pay. So it's not very expensive at all. But the miners are collecting a lot of these little fees, when they're clearing the transactions through the network. So that's what the Bitcoin miner is. It's sort of like, you know, this is the technical side of Bitcoin that the average Bitcoin user doesn't even have to know that miners exist. It's more for, you don't need to know how the dollars are printed in order to be able to pull them out of your wallet and hand them.
I can tell you the average person doesn't know how money goes from one bank to another bank in a wire transfer.
Yeah.
So, you have that same level of necessity to know what makes, Bitcoin move from one location to another.
So I hope that helps, Tim. Anything else tonight?
That does help. Yeah, but I was wondering now, as far as the people that are running the numbers, as you say, that the Bitcoin miners, those people that are doing the behind the scenes work to keep the Bitcoin world flowing, in a manner of speaking, are they under attack as well because they're helping the decentralized currency to continue to operate? Or
when you say are they under attack, what do you mean?
I mean under attack as in because foreign just say governmental entities want to have a monopoly on the on a form of currency. They want to say that you can only use a Federal Reserve note or a Deutschmark or a pound or a franc, which basically don't exist anymore.
There would be no way, as I understand it, for the government to identify who is a miner. So, no, the miners are not being attacked in any way, shape, or form by any governmental organization because there's no way of knowing who they are. That's my understanding of it.
Basically, they're anonymous. I mean, they're doing the work behind the people on the stage who are moving things around that you don't have to see to see the actors. So
pretty much. Thanks for the call tonight, Tim. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You want to get started with Bitcoin, go to bitcoin.com. You can watch a real quick intro video about it, help you explain the idea, and you can get your first Bitcoin wallet set up for free. They've got very specific recommendations there, and there are a lot of different options for Bitcoin wallets. All of them cost nothing except for the time it takes to install it and learn how to use it, which there's a little learning curve, but it's getting easier over time. Using Bitcoin today is much easier than using it 7 years ago when it first came out. So there's a lot of these tools that have been developed, Bitcoin wallets that have made it a simple process to install and use Bitcoin, and there's really no reason not to get into it at this point.
The ramp up is it's here. I mean, it gets easier and easier every month.
Let's go to Darius. He's on the line in Toronto, listening online. Hello, Darius. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good. I want to preface my question by saying that I don't know, a lot about Bitcoin, but I wanted to ask you that if it's a decentralized currency. I understand that, but in order to obtain Bitcoins, you'd have to exchange your labor for American dollars, for example, right? So before you can even purchase Bitcoins, you would have to exchange your labor for American dollars, and then
you could also exchange your labor for Bitcoin. So
Free Talk Live sells ads for Bitcoin.
Yeah, so if you wanted to get Bitcoin, there are a couple different ways you can do it. You can buy it with dollars or other currencies, like you were talking about. But if you know someone who's willing to pay you with Bitcoin, then you can exchange your labor for Bitcoin. So, if I need my lawn mowed and you want to mow my lawn for me because I hate mowing lawns. I used to live in Florida, right, and it's something I don't do anymore. Then I would offer to pay you in Bitcoin. Then you wouldn't have to convert anything.
Right. Is there an exchange where you can swap maybe physical metals for Bitcoin as well?
I don't know of any.
I know there are websites where you can exchange Bitcoin for metals.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if there are websites. What's that, the other way around? I would suspect. Here's what I would do. I would call up those websites
do
that and ask if they want to do the reverse, and the chances are good they do.
They might.
Basically, those organizations like that just make money on the exchange.
Oh, okay, I see. And the best source of information for me to go to is Bitcoin.com, I guess?
Bitcoin.com is a good starting point. If you're looking to liquidate metal and turn it into Bitcoin, I'd talk to Tim over at Roberts & Roberts at RRBI. I'm sorry?
Roberts and Roberts.
Yeah, Roberts and Roberts is they're a company that actually accepts Bitcoin for precious metals. There aren't very many companies that do that, but they do it, and so they might do the reverse. I can't guarantee that they do, but that's where I would start. That's the person I'd ask first.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for the call tonight, Darius.
And if you want to get metals for regular U.S. dollars, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com.
I don't think you can do that.
No?
Can you? Are you sure about that?
I don't know. That's what we've always done.
Okay. I think, that forwards you to Roberts & Roberts. So when you go to gold.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right to their website. So toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think you were thinking about Midas Resources, Mark, which used to be associated with Bitcoin, or not Bitcoin, but with selling gold and silver. But they never accepted Bitcoin for gold and silver, and Midas Resources has since closed down, unfortunately, due to regulations that were put in place by the state of Minnesota, which is where Midas was located. They'd been around doing good business, selling gold and silver. You and I have purchased gold and silver through Midas Resources, and unfortunately, these regulations that the state of Minnesota put in place, they essentially forced Ted Anderson's hand. He had to close down his business.
It's crazy.
Because whatever it was that they did, and I don't know exactly what they did, but it essentially made it so Ted didn't want to do that business anymore. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com or call us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Fraternal Order of Police has been hacked, and we'll tell you more about what has happened in that case. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Coming up in less than 3 weeks now, the Liberty Forum, the celebratory final completion of the Free State Project version of the Liberty Forum, the first Liberty Forum to have ever happened since the Free State Project will have completed. The Free State Project right now is at 99% of its goal of reaching 20,000 liberty-loving people like you, maybe, who love freedom enough to where you're willing to sign up with the Free State Project, sign the statement of intent saying you're willing to move to New Hampshire, as Mark, you and I have done, as over 1,600 people have done as early movers to the Free State Project, to move to New Hampshire, uproot your life, bring your family, bring your business if you've got one, if you can move it, to get here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. The Free State Project is now at 99%. We have less than 150 signatures to go.
142.
So this thing is going to be finished by the end of the week at the latest, probably Wednesday likely at the latest, which means that the Liberty Forum this year is going to be an epic event. I mean, it's always a great event worth attending every single year. This one's going to be a huge party. Edward Snowden is going to be attending. That's how big this year's Liberty Forum is. Now, Edward unfortunately cannot show up in person, but he will be there via video link from Moscow, where he is safely away in whatever hotel or wherever it is he's staying over there. Because the federal government wants to put him in a cage, and so we can't have that. But he will be attending the Liberty Forum via video link, so we're looking forward to seeing that. And, of course, other dozens of other great speakers. Lynn Ulbricht, Ross Ulbricht's mother, is going to be back speaking again at Liberty Forum this year. Of course, Ross, the founder of the Silk Road, the underground marketplace on the dark web, he is in prison and is now just recently filed his appeal in federal appeals court. So his mom, I'm sure, will be updating us on the latest on that situation. Lots of great reasons to attend Liberty Forum. The number one reason is to be around hundreds of people who get it, people who understand what liberty is all about and who are willing to actually do something about it. That's the real draw, in my opinion, for Liberty Forum. And as a sideshow, Free Talk Live will be there live every single night. So we'll be broadcasting this show, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. It's February 18th through the 21st. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. If you can only make it up for a day or two, come up for a day or two. It's well worth it to meet this amazing community, the people who will be your neighbors if you decide to make the move here as part of the Free State Project. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. It's happening in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel, right in the heart of downtown Manchester. Great location, great event. It's the ninth year for the Liberty Forum, and I'm super excited about going. NHLibertyForum.com. Go get registered. Get your tickets now. Lock in your hotel room while you still can before it's too late. February 18th through the 21st, NHLibertyForum.com. We go to Brian, who is on the line on Skype in California. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call and making a series out of this.
That's okay. That's what we do. Go ahead.
Call it Education of the Ignorant. But okay, so where we left off on rights, right? So again, I'm confused on the libertarian stance on rights. And where we left off was that, from what I remember, is that you guys were making the case that social contracts are legitimate, right? As long as maybe there's some type of large social consensus. Am I getting something?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I mean, you know, the problem with the social contract versus social contracts of any sort is that, you know, the social contracts exist all over in our relationships, and you know, for instance, you don't stand too close to somebody when you talk to them. It's kind of, you know, just a norm. I think that's another term that people have for it. The social construct, social contract, is it's a construct that people use to explain why it's okay for the government to do anything the hell it wants.
Sure, but you guys label yourself as you guys both label yourselves as voluntarists, right?
I'm a voluntarist. Yeah, I believe all human interaction should be consensual.
I'll stick with, if you want to use the term voluntarist, that's fine. Libertarian's fine with me. Whatever.
You don't think the whole idea of introducing let me finish that. You don't think the idea of introducing the legitimizing the idea of any social contract, even if you open up one possibility, it's not somewhat consistent with voluntarism.
Inconsistent, you say?
Yeah, yeah, it would be inconsistent with voluntarism to use violence or the threat of violence against people, which is what the government does. So I never signed the government's supposed social contract. They can't point out the terms of that social contract, and the terms appear to be they tell me what to do, and if I don't do it, they hurt me or put me in a cage. So no, by voluntarist standards, that does not hold water.
It seems circular, though, because, okay, we can admit one thing, right? There's no significant difference between rights and NAP.
The NAP, you mean the non-aggression principle?
Yeah, they're essentially, they're both moral ethics that pretty much mostly say the same thing. It's very hard to distinguish the difference, right? I'll revise it later, but...
I mean, the non-aggression principle is a much more narrow concept than the idea of rights.
You guys only believe that you don't have the right to do... aggression. That's it, right? Essentially.
No, I think there's all kinds of norms that are piled on top of that. I mean, that's just a baseline.
Yeah, the non-aggression principle is...
See, the non-aggression principle, which is that you will not use force or fraud in relationships, so you have initiatory force or fraud in relationships, just defines what a crime is. And then you have everything else on top of it. So there's all kinds of weird people that are functioning above the NAP that are not committing crimes. They're just weird and people don't want to hang out with them. So if you want to, you know, have human relationships, you're going to have to do things that, you know, are normal. Because if every 5 seconds when you're talking to somebody, you just decide to go honk, right? Like, you know, people are going to decide, well, this is not going to work. It's a social norm that you don't honk whenever you're talking to people and you just, you know, come out of your mouth. Honk, right? Like that's a weird thing to do. So there's stuff above the NAP.
Well, I don't know. It, the whole negative rights idea. If you subscribe, just
what is a negative right? Can you explain that for our listeners?
The thing that's prohibited. I don't believe in negative rights because all negative rights can be reworded as a positive right. But it's somewhat logical. But let me move on. As far as the social contract is concerned. This arbitrary nature on which social contract is legitimate, right? It seems like you're arbitrarily saying it's only okay if it abides by the NAP. It's like circular definition, right? Well, what makes the current norm of paying taxes, or let's say back in the past where they're burning witches as a norm? What makes that illegitimate from what you're claiming as a social contract, which is the right to property or whatever?
But I think that it is based, for me, it's based on the non-aggression principle. That
yeah, exactly. Circular, right?
No, it's not circular. This is the non-aggression principle is an easy axiom that you can hand down to people. Because this is what it is, right? We're trying to figure out how to make 7 billion human primates live together on the same planet. And... Here's a way. It's called the non-aggression principle, and it's really easy. It says you don't hurt people that right. haven't hurt you, and you don't steal from people that haven't stolen from you. And if you do that, then you can live with us. And if you don't, we're going to kill you.
Go away. thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think, Mark, another good example of a level above the non-aggression principle is don't be an a-hole. The non-aggression principle doesn't say anything about being an a-hole or how you treat people. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. What's the latest from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge? The answer is, we don't really know. There hasn't been a video posted to the Defend Your Base YouTube channel for nearly 24 hours at this point. It's been 23 hours since the last video was posted, and we'll give you an update on that here. You can join us as well, whether it's talking about the esoteric of rights or Bitcoin or whatever it is that you want to discuss. You can do that here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I think it's a common misconception that all libertarians care about is the non-aggression principle. And ultimately, that is what defines libertarianism, is simply the non-aggression principle. The idea that it is not, oh, it's not okay, it's wrong to use aggressive force against other people to get them to do what you want them to. A libertarian would use persuasion to try to get someone to do what they want them to do or not do what they don't want them to do. But to use aggression crosses that threshold, and, you know, that is not libertarian. As soon as you start using aggression, you're no longer a libertarian, or advocating someone else use aggression for you, for instance. That would also be a problem. But that's not enough to create a good society. That's just a baseline of human, what human interaction's most basic level should be. Hey, don't hit him. Right. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, there was a time in human interaction when essentially it made as much sense to go and plunder as it did to trade. Right? I mean, you know, the Mongols got very rich by conquering the Chinese and the Persians and sweeping on into to Russia and all that stuff. These people got very, very wealthy killing. Well, today, it's not, you know, today with the way with communication is, it's not nearly as successful. You're going to get tried for war crimes doing stuff like that. So this is a new system for dealing with your fellow human. You consider their rights and privileges and thoughts as you would consider your own.
Mm.
But first, we need to don't hit them, don't steal them, don't steal from them,
yep.
And we'll be okay. Like, you start there. I know the government's full of a bunch of violent nut jobs. Okay, so, hey, government agents, here's where you start. You start with don't hit people who haven't hit you. Don't take money from people that haven't taken money from you.
And it's not okay if someone writes some words down on a piece of paper that say you can hit someone
right,
or
that's
take their
the
money.
Evil guy. Yep. The guy that says, you will pay me taxes because I've done work for you. Well, how about I come to your house and I fix the awnings? Huh? I'll just do a little work around your house and then I'll come out and I'll demand whatever payment I feel like. Because, well, I did some work for you. Well, no, that's not really abiding by any kind of principle, is it? That's just, you know, that's thuggery. It's disguised thuggery. Yep. That's what the government does. Here, ask, this is what I'm asking you. Is there an activity, is there something that the state does that the free market can't do better?
Toll-free number, if you want to answer that question, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But to have a functioning society of good people, the non-aggression principle is only the most basic starting point. You have to add in, I think, more on top of that, like how to interact with human beings on a positive basis and treating people right, which treating people right is more than just not aggressing against them. It's giving good customer service.
Sure.
It's asking how you can help, how you can be of service to that individual. It's respecting other people's rights. It's respecting other people's individuality. And so, like, you know, I don't think it's okay to be rude to people. I don't think it's okay to be racist towards people. But someone could be a rude racist and still abide by the non-aggression principle. So that's why I say the non-aggression principle is not enough. It's not enough. And some libertarians are obsessed with the non-aggression principle, and they seem to be at the sort of the beginnings of this whole evolution process that we're going through. But we've got to go beyond the non-aggression principle and embrace being good to our fellow man and woman. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
How's it going, everybody?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've heard you talk about the voluntarism and the non-aggression principle. I'm hearing this a lot, and I don't mean to get into any of the debates really going on with cryptocurrency, but unfortunately, you know, it's kind of a place where people don't like to talk about ideas a lot anymore. Seems like they're all fighting amongst each other over scraps, and they're not really looking at how we can fix some of these things using blockchain technology. And I wanted to know, have you guys paid any attention to, first off, this is my first thing, would be, are you guys paying any attention to the Bitcoin debate, the blockchain, and where we stand on the non-aggression principle and using the blockchain to enforce legal structures that do not have to use that we have a transparent means of looking in at the power and see what's going on in the mechanisms that are making those decisions based on open source code instead of specific individuals?
That question was way too complicated for me. Mark, could you figure that one out?
No. I say the answer to the question is no, I have not.
Well, okay. I just want to really, if you guys don't mind, I want to just plug this really quick, and it's not necessarily for me, but blockchain technology isn't all built the same. But the thing that's cool about a distributed ledger, which is what blockchain technology essentially is, where everybody shares this ledger, is that we can actually identify and maintain these ledgers, that we can identify changes in data. We can know that the consensus, once it's in the block, it's there. It can't be altered. It can't be changed. You can track that as a history. But the danger there, of course, if we have data, like, I don't know if you guys noticed that there are Bitcoin fans who actually had chips injected into their hands to
spend Bitcoin. Yeah.
Well, the blockchain could become a very dangerous thing if we're not talking about that, and it's becoming kind of like an unpopular thing to talk about in the current.
How is the blockchain, which is like you're saying, just a distributed ledger? It's a, at this point, mm-hmm. the Bitcoin blockchain specifically is a public ledger, meaning that anyone who wants can look at every Bitcoin transaction that's ever happened, all the way from the very first one. How is that going to be used to hurt people, in your mind?
Well, look at what the government's doing today, right? They can track all this information by going into centralized services and servers, right? But on this distributed ledger, it's pseudonymous, not anonymous. You see it in the news. They talk about it being anonymous. That's absolutely incorrect. I don't know if it's open disinformation or in its intention.
I think it's just people don't understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, what you're saying is that the government can analyze our spending patterns and come up with information that could be very frightening. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm a veteran. Imagine I love the Second Amendment, but I think that the biggest force multiplier is actually computers now. So let's say I go out and I buy, you know, weapons using Bitcoin online. Mm-hmm. And they track everything I do, but I think that it's anonymous. So I think, you know, because I've been told that it's anonymous, I can go out and do all these things, purchase things, and it's not anonymous.
Well, buyer beware. I mean, it is important to get the information out there. What you're saying is true. Bitcoin is not anonymous. Bitcoin is a public ledger where anyone who knows an address. So, for instance, if you know the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar address, you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We have there on that site, on that page, a wallet ID that is associated with Free Talk Live. Anyone who wants to can put that that address into blockchain.info and look up all of the transactions that everyone who's ever given money to Free Talk Live since the beginning of that wallet. But on the other hand, if we were to if you create a new wallet in the Bitcoin system and you don't tell anyone about that, if you don't say, hey, this is I'm Justin in Tennessee, here's my wallet ID, then no one but you knows what that wallet ID is.
Well, and yes, if you were I don't mean to interrupt you, but
no, please.
If you consider IP addresses and IP logging and your ISP and what's going on in our government right now, they mm-hmm. can use all that data. And they try to be so far ahead of us on technology that our numbers don't matter.
Where are the thousands of arrests then? Are they just holding out and waiting to swoop in on every single Bitcoin user who's ever bought something on the Silk Road or the various other darknet markets? I mean, there are ways to anonymize your traffic on the internet, and there are ways to use Bitcoin anonymously. You just have to you have to go through some steps. It's not anonymous by default, but it does take some effort, and you generally can be pretty safe with it. If you've got a response, you're welcome to share it here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here, username lrn.fm, and you can join us online any old time you want at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin. Now you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier with Bitcoin. This is the way to support Free Talk Live. $5 a month is what we ask for. It's a way for you to get behind the show and help us. We'll invest that money into Free Talk Live, into advertising, marketing, promoting, and getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, exposing new internet listeners to our program, and so more people can then therefore hear the ideas of liberty, especially on the radio, where they weren't necessarily intending to. They're just scanning the band, and then they find Free Talk Live because we're on their local radio station. You can help make that more possible for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard, right through our website, and now Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin as of, I think we started a couple months ago, accepting Bitcoin for the AMP program. You get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only podcast, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up, please. It makes a big difference for us. Thank you to everyone who has taken the time to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and support the show that way. It's really appreciated. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the pseudonymity of Bitcoin. A lot of media gets it wrong, and Justin in Tennessee was wondering if it's something that they're getting wrong on purpose so they can misinform people about Bitcoin, because some people think Bitcoin's anonymous, but in point of fact, the default mode for Bitcoin is that it is not actually anonymous, that every single transaction is completely viewable by the public. It's a public ledger, which is what the blockchain is. That's the technology that sort of makes Bitcoin work.
And I would think with enough computing power that some organization you know, the government comes to mind. But with enough computing power, they should be able to just sort of compare all the wallets and that sort of thing and figure out who's doing what.
Well, if they don't know who owns a wallet, then I don't think they can figure out who is that person. That was sort of what I was saying, is that when you create a new wallet on the Bitcoin, if you get the official Bitcoin client, so there's different Bitcoin wallets out there. You get the official Bitcoin client, you generate a wallet there, and you don't tell anyone about it, then no one else knows that that wallet exists except for you. And no amount of scanning, I don't think, is going to change that. But I could be wrong. Justin, what did you have to say about it? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. I wasn't sure if I was still like, okay. First off, I was listening to this, and I want to say I think that everybody should support Bitcoin. Bitcoin is what initially emerged and brought us blockchain technology, right? But one thing that I come from, the background that I come from, is actually mental health stuff. And it's interesting to me sometimes where, you know, we as humans tend to forget sometimes and overlook the downside to something that we're doing and only, you know, play up on the good side, especially when profit motive is in there too, right? And I think because of that, we have to be extra careful. We have to be extra vigilant, because Bitcoin itself, you know, yes, you can, if you are a very high-level techie, right, that you can do a lot of stuff, of course, you can remain pretty anonymous on the web. But the problem there that lies therein is the same one that we had with the web, right, in general. The web itself, if you are very highly skilled with technology, you're good to go, or at least relatively so, unless, like you gentlemen said, the government gets on you and they put all their resources behind it, and at that point you're in trouble. But, you know, or any other institution that wants to harm you. For me, I find myself thinking, you know, we need the equivalency of something like HTTPS, you know, where everything is encrypted for the user, so they don't have to worry about it as much. So it's we have to bring it to the mainstream. And along with that mainstream, have you guys paid attention to the Mike Kern debate? What's going on?
This is the guy who was one of the head programmers of Bitcoin, who has walked away from the project, exclaiming that Bitcoin is dead. We talked to Roger Ver earlier in the show tonight. I don't know if you heard any of that interview, but we had Roger on for most of the first hour of Free Talk Live, and Roger obviously disagrees with Mike Hearn. You know, that Bitcoin has been pronounced dead 90 times.
If I had a Bitcoin for every time Bitcoin was pronounced dead.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not so worried about
it
that.
Wouldn't it be nice? Would that not be nice? You wouldn't have to worry about donations as much.
But wouldn't you agree, though, to come back to what we were saying before, Justin, is that if you put enough effort in, like, you know, being behind an anonymizing system like Tor, for instance, and, you know, not announcing publicly your Bitcoin wallet address, or even in addition using Bitcoin mixing technology like Bitcoin Fog, for instance, is a website on the darknet. Now, of course, you have to trust that the FBI isn't actually the operators of Bitcoin Fog in the first place. Yeah, so,
right.
You know, there's some things that you don't really know for sure, but they've been around for a few years now, 2 or 3 years, I think, and I don't know how many transactions have gone through it, but I imagine quite a few. These Bitcoin mixing services are ways for people to sort of obscure the Bitcoin transactions, and the mixing service will take a portion of the, you know, the amount of Bitcoin that you put in there as their fee. So there are ways to do it, and if there weren't ways to do it, then I think people would be scared to death about using Bitcoin to do things like buy drugs on the Internet, but thousands of people are doing that successfully on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and I think that that's great for the beginning for a beta-level technology. But, you know, if I want my mom to be able to enjoy the privacy that I enjoy, we need to look at things that are going to bring this to the population in a way that they don't have to think about it. And, you know, I have some, you know, I could talk to you guys all day and day.
Well, we don't have that much time.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate the time you've given.
Well, but as far as your mom is concerned, if mom just wants to go buy some flowers online, then it really, you don't really need to have anonymity there. If she wants to go and buy some cocaine, then, you know, okay, yeah, there are more steps that are involved in that, and that's not an easy process.
And I hate to interrupt, but this is the question that comes to mind with that is, you know, is it us who gets to decide what becomes illegal? And obviously, in this day and age, that's an obvious no, right? So we have to be very careful with that. And I think to get to my point, I guess, with Mike Hearn, when he said that the community has failed Bitcoin, I actually personally feel opposite. I feel that the leadership, the and by that I mean the people at Blockstream, who are the devs, the core devs, and the miners have actually, they are the ones who have caught, who have kind of failed Bitcoin and failed their users and the community who has surrounded them. Because
well, now we've come to a point where the the people who are the core programmers, the developers, as you were pointing out, they can't agree on the future direction of Bitcoin, so we're going to maybe have what's called a hard fork. And we discussed a lot of that earlier tonight. Justin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And for listeners that want to know more of the details, the technical nitty-gritty of the hard fork, I suspect you could just Google for Bitcoin hard fork and find all manner of different discussions that are going on about that right now.
Yeah, you can. That rabbit hole will go as deep as you want to dig it.
Yep, that's true. And that is one of the things about Bitcoin. It's a deep world. You can be a casual user. You can just,
in the same way that most people are casual users of dollars.
Right. You can just download a Bitcoin wallet and get some Bitcoin, put it in there, and start spending it. If you want to spend it anonymously, you do need to do some more research on how to approach that. But for the average user, that's not really necessary. It really isn't. I mean, if you want to go to the like here in Keene, there's the corner store, Corner News accepts Bitcoin. You can go in there and buy anything you want in the store. Well, all the things in the store are legal to buy, so you don't really need to, unless you're a super anonymous, you know, kind of super anonymity freak, and there's nothing wrong with that. But unless you are that person, then you don't really need to worry about going and buying a Coca-Cola off the shelf at Corner News and paying for that with Bitcoin. I'm not too concerned if the FBI knows that that's going on. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And just the billions, I don't know how many damn transactions there are, but there are billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin out there. What is it, $5 billion worth or something like that? What's the market cap right now? I think coincap.io will tell you the market cap of Bitcoin. It's a sister site to shapeshift.io. Is it CoinCap? Yeah, I think it's coincap.io. Anyway, that'll tell you what the actual value total amount
of Bitcoins that are in existence
is
multiplied times what they're worth.
There's a lot of Bitcoin transactions going on a daily basis. I highly doubt, you know, anyone could really get a handle on all
of it. Yeah, it's like 5.5 billion.
Let's go to Armed Truth. Listening in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Armed Truth.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I'm just actually calling. A friend and I were having a couple beers the other night. He's a libertarian. We're kind of just talking about everything going on, and he kind of brought up a funny scenario. I didn't really know how to answer. We were kind of talking about it. If it's hypothetical, obviously, but if the United States, let's say, turned into a libertarian, more voluntarist state where it's more private property, the state was pretty much, you know, eliminated. Everybody just interacted with each other. With regarding selling and everything, if slowly, if another state, you know, this is while the rest, you know, it's just the United States, if China, say, China or Russia, for example, started buying large amounts of land inside the United States and moving, let's say, military or something around, how would the people react to that? And basically, if they tried to take over,
Let's talk about military takeover of a libertarian society. Is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.